So since pre-pandemic times and the second time after the pandemic, when they can check how shop workers are treated by the general public, there's been like a 100% increase in people being abused, and that's the right word for it, or spoken to angrily or disrespectfully or just made their life a bit miserable at work by customers. So the British Retail Consortium said that for every 1,000 workers, 105 people have suffered violence or abuse in that period. And that's quite worrying, really, because we all go shopping, we all like to have a good experience, and these are regular people, you know, just doing their job, and just for doing their job, they're getting sometimes a mouthful. That's not nice.
So what's happening in the centre of Aylesbury to try and combat this or to make life better for the workers?
So Diane Harrison and the Aylesbury Town Council team have been working with retailers across the town, and we picked up on the British Retail Consortium campaign for Shop Kind, which is to help encourage people to be kinder to the people that are in effect serving them while they're going about their work and while you're trying to buy your goods and services. So it's a great little campaign. There's some little labels you can have by your till and or on the shelves to remind people just to shop kind, to be nice to your fellow humans as they're trying to help you on your way.
So businesses are being encouraged, I guess, to sign up, to take part, and also to retrospectively report any problems as well. It's not all about what's happening now, but you can also say what's happened in the past. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Part of this campaign is so that we can ask people to report, maybe not at the time, so things that go on in the store, you know, even shoplifting or something like that, that they do report it to the police. Now, while, you know, that can be retrospective and it can be a bit of a what's that going to do, it helps change the stats and helps the police know where to focus support. Also helps us understand as a country where this sort of thing is happening. It also helps try and improve things then. So if we can baseline it, that's great.
And of course, shoplifting in Aylesbury, so many independent businesses, that is the worst thing for the small trade. The bigger supermarkets, I'm not saying it's right, but perhaps sometimes it's easier to swallow up for a large chain. But the independent businesses in Aylesbury, that's a massive loss.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, yes, you may say that the bigger supermarkets and chains can afford to do that, but actually that does eventually feed through into price increases through their losses. For a small business, it's more impactful, as you say. And there's, you know, there's a lot of small businesses in Aylesbury, and we want to support those at every step of the way. So we're encouraging retailers to report both if they've had some abusive behaviour, but also if they do have any shoplifting or crime that goes on, that they do report that so we can get an accurate picture of what that looks like, and the police then can then take the action that they need to take.
And also, I guess, worth saying, Aylesbury is not, it's not rife with this. It's a problem across the country. But anything we can do in our community to help make it better going forward is essential that we do it.
Absolutely, yeah. Aylesbury is not rife with crime. Don't worry about that. But things do happen. And so what we want to do is encourage when things do happen, when things do go wrong, if there is some shoplifting or antisocial behaviour, that it gets reported quickly. And then once we've got the stats, we can then start to reflect that in the support that's needed for small businesses.